and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. Then said Samuel, Bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, Surely the bitterness of death is past. Then Abner called to Joab and said, Shall the sword devour for ever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then ere thou bid the people return from following their brethren? Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall boast softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Sigh, therefore, thou son of man, with the breaking of thy loins, and with bitterness sigh before their eyes. And they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and gird them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. His mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.